This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, it's the morning shift. Yes, I am Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is here, and so is Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, as always. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we do have Falcons football tonight. Preseason kicks off. We're going to talk about those rookies and hear from them in a minute, because they have to be very excited, maybe a little anxious right now. But there's also Friday Night Lights tonight.
Yeah, from people I'm talking to, and I talked to Rusty about this the other day, there are some jamborees, kickoff classics, yeah, whatever they call them, going on tonight for high school football. So, obviously, next weekend, we got the Corky Kell Dave Hunter Classic that you will hear right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But I am curious. I want to see on the socials, possibly in the wake-up call later, man, give us a shout-out to your high school squad. What you're thinking this year, who they're matching up with tonight if they're playing in a jamboree, and who they start the season off with, and what the expectations are, man. Because high school football, obviously, a massive deal. And anytime the Falcons line up on a Friday, the first thing I think is, I wonder how many people are going to high school football. So, give me a shout on the socials at 929 Morning Shift. I want to hear from you guys about your high school squads and how excited you are about the high school season starting.
I will go ahead and give you a shout out for Jackson County High School.
Here we go.
Yep, we got Owen.
That's not where you went.
My nephew.
Oh, I was going to say. Okay.
Playing varsity this year.
Whoa!
As a sophomore.
Big dog.
What position?
Yeah. Safety.
Wow.
Yeah.
A little speed in the,
nice work,
the
Owen.
Mack family.
Yeah.
Boy.
No, and he's super serious about it, so very excited for him. I saw my sister and her husband posting pictures, you know, all the things on Facebook last night.
Of course
he's
super serious. Everybody's super serious about their high school squad.
Of course they are.
Especially when you're a sophomore, suiting and booting up on varsity. Let's go.
Awesome.
I don't know. Johnny Moxon used to read a book on the bench.
No, that is lit, but you know I got to shout out my Sandy Creek Patriots.
I knew it was coming.
We'll continue to be dominant as we always are, so shout out to the Patriots.
Is the Paulding County folks up there? You know, you got any background on that? Or do you want to shout out Kennesaw State?
Well, Kennesaw State playing tonight?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I don't know what I am. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit removed from Paulding County.
Man, don't tell me that. You're fully into like the Etowah thing.
I don't have any tentacles into the program anymore. I do know a little bit about what Hiram. I got a buddy that coaches there. He's a listener too. He coaches on the defensive line. I think he's a defensive line coach still at Hiram. And Etowah. I'm probably more in tune with the Etowah program. Yeah. I met their new coach the other day, actually, at Cancun's, and talked to him a little bit. And then also I did a giveaway at the Etowah high school football tournament. They do a golf tournament. It was last week.
What'd you give away?
Tickets to the United game.
Wow, that a boy! Look at that guy. That just screams higher up.
Yeah,
right?
I got a sign and everything. Squid Nation was representing.
Now, did you go through Conti for those? Or?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking.
I don't know because I have people.
He knows.
I didn't use my big guy. Shout out to Tim Z. I use someone else. shout out to Mookie, but I did give away tickets. I don't even need to give my secrets away. Why am I telling you stuff?
I
paid for them. What are you talking about?
Look, I'm hating on you about the Paulding County thing, but I have no idea what to expect from the old Pine Forest Eagles down there in Pensacola. So it is what it is, man. But yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, I'm in tune with the Lasser Trojans, so I'll see what they got going on this year.
Well, I feel like no matter where you are, what level of football you are in right now, if you're playing, you're feeling a certain way today because everything is kicking off. Everything is starting up. And tonight we do have the first Falcons preseason game. We got some rookies in there. So Xavier Watts was talking the other day about how he's feeling prepared for tonight despite missing some time.
Yeah, I still feel ready to go. I mean, all the work I still done through our little break throughout the summer still is preparing me for Friday. I'll still be getting good work, even though I missed a couple of days or whatnot. But, you know, condition is still good. Still been in the playbook, learning stuff, so still ready to go.
Yeah, and I think that's exciting. We talked about the high school players and everything else going on with that and the jamboree. I mean, this is a jamboree tonight in a lot of different ways. You know, the jamborees, the difference is you probably will get the starters for a lot of high school teams. You just won't see that as much for the Atlanta Falcons tonight. But he is a guy who I don't want to say needs to play well, but if his goals, if his prospects are at starting at safety, you know, year one, then yes, he needs to play well. And I think that he's going to have that opportunity. So get rid of those jitters early, and he's one of those guys, along with all the rest of the rookies, that'll walk in that locker room tonight, see that jersey hanging in that locker, man, and get that good old-fashioned feeling.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if we don't see a few starters on defense. I'm not sure if we'll see, like, A.J. or Caden, or maybe Floyd, but I could see, like, maybe, you know, like, Ebba Cady playing, somebody like that, because I think he's considered a starter. I could see I don't think Jesse's going to play, but I could see some of those guys that maybe are borderline starters or right at the – because sometimes you'll see just like straight third and fourth string. That's like that – I know we'll get into it later, but that's like this whole thing with – I was hearing people talking about Shedeur Sanders starting and how they're setting him up for failure because he's not – has no reps with the first team. Well, how do you know the first team's going to play? And I'm interested in who Detroit comes down here and plays. Because that could influence a little bit of who Rob plays on certain sides of the ball.
Well, and to Mike's point about Xavier trying... I was like, whoa, what did I do? To your point about Xavier needing to show who he is, he knows that. And so he was actually talking about that as well, wants to show the type of player he is tonight.
I mean, truly just the type of player I am. I'm ready to go out there and just truly just play fast. I mean, all of college, I just went out there, play fast, made plays. So ready to show Falcon Nation. That's what I'm going to do for however long I'm here. So,
atta boy. You know what I mean? Made me want to run through a wall. I don't know about you guys. No, I'm joking because he's saying what he thinks he's supposed to say. And you know, Falcons Nation gets the shout out. But again, man, he's one of those guys that will be front and center, kind of in the spotlight tonight as one of those guys that's in a position battle.
Is this one of those – you tell me because I'm always curious. In the preseason, is it as important to just completely do your job every play, no matter what, do exactly where you're supposed to be? If the play comes to you, make it, then like have this big standout highlight? Because, I mean, I think and I mean like that is like, yeah, it's great if you have like – this pick or, you know, you recover a fumble or something. But if you don't do one of those things but they watch you and they're like, you know, Mike Johnson did everything he was supposed to do. He picked up that inside blitzer. He did this. He did that. He did everything he was supposed to do. He did. And it's not going to show up on some highlight, you know, a Sports Center highlight. But we know he's a guy that knows what we want him to do. And we can trust him to do it.
I think that answer is different for different players. I think for Xavier Watts, I think he's fine to do exactly what he's supposed to do. I mean, we talked to Caden Ellis about how I think when you're a rookie, when you don't understand defenses, when you don't understand how the offenses are attacking you, it's like, I'm just going to listen to my coach. But I also think there's guys that are later draft picks or free agents that have to stand out. We just talked about DeMarco Helms. DeMarco Helms was a standout player in preseason. And then all of a sudden, he's, you know, roster battle and, you know, possible starting safety, ends up getting a lot of tick that year, and he's still around a couple of years later. And so I think that that's another way to go about it. I mean, Dante Manning, who is a rookie free agent out of Oregon, he could probably stand to take a couple of risks. You know what I mean? Try to do some things differently and try to stand out on the tape. And even if the Falcons don't want to keep him around, maybe he goes somewhere else. And they're like, dude, I don't know what you were being asked to do right here, but you flew down there and tried to take somebody's head off. Xavier Watts, though, trying to, you know, vie for a starting spot, and it's already a draft pick and things like that. He's just the kind of guy that should probably do exactly what he's asked to do inside the system. Kind of, you know, dot the I and cross the T's in terms of the communication on the back end. And, you know, play where he's supposed to play. Stay inside of his frame and keep his feet up underneath him. So I think the answer is just different depending on who you are and how you kind of fit in. I was just, look, Georgia fans will love this. I was looking at Dan Jackson on the back end of the Detroit Lions roster. I would assume that he's going to get some playing time tonight. And so I think that when you look at him, I think he's seventh round draft pick. I'll be curious to see how he plays because he is a guy at Georgia that played with reckless abandon. And what do you want to see from him tonight? Probably reckless abandon. He's probably one of those guys that inside of a Dan Campbell locker room that wants to fly around and hit people.
Yeah, he had six tackles in that Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
So he's obviously he was flying around that game a little bit, so to speak. Jack Nelson's another guy I know that I'm bouncing around. We've been talking a lot about defense. Jack Nelson, the offensive lineman, the tackle from Wisconsin. I'm interested to see because we've seen him get a little run at right tackle. And, you know, you've talked about how big Tyrone Wheatley Jr. is, and maybe that's just something we talk about at practice. And we got the kid Jordan Williams, who's a Georgia Tech product. I'm not trying to be that guy. I feel like he's really struggled at times in these scrimmages. I know definitely against James Pierce he struggled, and I feel like he struggled a little
bit. Which one, Jack Nelson or
Jordan Williams?
Jordan Williams, okay.
I think Jack Nelson, you told me, I didn't get to see this. That's when I was working with State. You told me that at times in the indoor portion that Jack Nelson seemed to do okay, but he maybe got gas a little bit or something.
I think he got tired midway through a couple of the practices, and that was because when you're missing three other tackles in a certain drill, like you all of a sudden are the young guy, you're going to take reps with the ones, twos, and threes along the way. So, yeah, I mean, they were trying to get him as much water time as they could, but at the same time, he took a bunch of reps. I had this conversation with Dave Archer about Jack Nelson. I think there's a lot to work with. Is he a finished product by any means? Absolutely not. But he has good feet. He's going to have to work on flipping his hips and running speed rushers by. But that's something that Caleb McGarry still struggles with. You know what I mean? Caleb McGarry is just so dominant in the run game, it kind of offsets. I think that Jack Nelson brings you some upside. But I think a lot of guys do. I think Brandon Parker is a guy who's 6'8", 320, who's been around the league for a long time. I look at him out there, and I'm like, how could that guy looks like a creative player at left tackle. So I'll be curious to see what he brings you. But I think that'd probably be your starting tackle duo tonight if I had to guess, Brandon Parker and Jack Nelson.
And some of these guys aren't competing. Allie, I fully believe that some of these guys, and Mike, and it's a little bit different than when Mike played, but some of these guys aren't competing for a roster spot. They're competing for a practice squad spot. And I wonder if it's if they know that now these days, Mike, knowing
that
there's
so
many.
Don't think of it like that. You can't. It's prime example is the Storm Norton thing. Storm Norton hasn't been out there the last couple
yeah.
days. So then what happens when all of a sudden that's like, hey, Storm Norton had to have this issue or that, he's going to be out 2 months. That changes. You can't think of it like that because at the drop of a hat, something happens on the roster to where all of a sudden you are
yeah,
aiming for the
that's
active
spot. Point. That's a good point.
Well, speaking of Dave Archer, former Falcons quarterback, now analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, sometimes Bo's babysitter, he's going to join us as we get ready for the first preseason game tonight. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And
is this where you want to be? Is this what you want to do? The Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
724 Sports Radio 929 The Game. It's Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, and Dylon. It's the morning shift, hanging out with you here, getting you set and setting the table for the Lions coming to town to face off with the Atlanta Falcons in preseason game number one. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game tonight at 7 o'clock. Myself and Squid will be part of the pregame show starting at 5 o'clock right here on the station, so make sure you keep us tuned in. That gives us a solid chance and a solid table setting to bring in Mr. Dave Archer, the color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons radio network. And nobody knows the team better than Dave Archer. And Dave, I guess that's where I want to start, man. It's got to be a lot more difficult to prepare in your shoes for a preseason game because that roster is so much bigger. But, you know, what's the keys for you moving into the preseason game just in terms of preparation with the roster sitting at 90 or 91, knowing that you might have to talk about the bottom end of that?
Well, Mike, you and I both, and we've had middle seat out there with us too, and so is Allie. All you guys have been out there. You heard me use the term middle seat. That's Bo Morgan, if you're wondering. Middle seat. So,
seven twenty-five.
Off the top.
Why do we call him middle seat? Because if you're going to handpick someone to sit in the middle seat of an airplane trip, Bo Morgan would be the guy, because he doesn't take up the armrests and his feet don't touch the floor. So he's a perfect middle seat guy. So
save just the ammunition for week five or something.
Quick. That wasn't quick. You had to tell the joke and then explain it.
Yeah, well, I just wanted – so now I can say middle seat from now on and everybody knows who you are instead of Squidbilly. Mike, we've all been out there. And so from a prep standpoint, yeah, a lot more players to kind of digest and get into. But we've been watching them perform a great deal over the last couple of weeks. And so that part of it is just kind of blending what we've seen on the practice field. Certainly, I've got all my notes down, as I know you do too, as you get ready for the pregame show. And you and Grant breaking it down after the game as well. So we've seen them. So I don't feel any undue pressure or any extra here because we've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. If we were doing this in a three-day span like we do during the regular season to get ready to play, then you start thinking, okay, have I got all my T's crossed and my I's dotted? I think we're ready for these guys. I think I'm excited as far as keys go. My key is always let's get out of this thing without anybody getting banged up so you can continue to evaluate your roster in the right way and not have to wait on guys. Now, we're waiting on a couple of guys. Obviously, Troy Anderson's one of those guys that you'd like to see out there playing. I think we know what Darnell Mooney can do, so I don't think we're overly stressed about that, have him ready for that Tampa game on opening day. But I'd like to get Troy back out on the field. I think he's getting closer, but he certainly probably would be playing in this game if he not banged up. So, looking for the depth pieces. Who's going to flash for us? So the guys that are flashing in practice to get those opportunities, does the game provide them an opportunity to kind of push their name to the front of the line?
So to piggyback all the prep that you've been doing, Arch, I did spy your notes the other day, and I'm curious, A, if you wear contacts. because they're so tiny.
I do wear contacts, and then I have a magnifying glass for some of this stuff. There's only so much room, Allie, on the paper to write stuff. And when you got 90 players you're writing stuff down for, you got to write pretty small.
I mean, you have so many notes. Who has surprised you out at training camp so far that we might see tonight?
Yeah, I think that guys that aren't getting talked about probably enough are a couple of the young running backs. I think Nathan Carter and Elijah Dotson, who we're going to see tonight, have flashed during training camp. They haven't gotten a ton of reps. Obviously, everybody talking about Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier, hoping that Carlos Washington maybe can play tonight. He's been a little banged up. I'm hoping Carlos Washington's on the field. It's kind of that year for him. He's been on the practice squad for the last couple of seasons. He's shown some really good stuff when he's had a chance to be on the field. It's a kind of an area that nobody's talking about because we're so loaded with those front two guys at the running back spot. That's been kind of fun to watch. I think guys that have flashed at the wide receiver spot, David Sills is a guy that's getting a lot of love. Casey Washington had a monster scrimmage on Wednesday. He's a guy that's gotten a lot of reps with the ones here over the last few days. And then a couple of the young guys. Nick Nash was a guy that was a Biletnikoff finalist that you out of San Jose State that put up all sorts of numbers, a big receiver, 6'3", 200 pounds, looking to see if he can take that next step. Chris Blair, who got a chance to play a little bit last year, is he ready to take that step? He's a lot like in the same seat as Carlos Washington. He's been part of the practice squad, gotten a little bit of a sniff on the regular roster, but really not very much. And you're probably to that point in your career where you're 3-4 years in that if you don't show something this year, then a young guy is going to take your spot on that practice roster. So some guys like that, certainly on the offensive side. Defensively, Allie, I would say that Natrone Brooks is a guy that I really like. He's got a bulldog mentality in a chihuahua body, if you will. He only weighs about 175 pounds, but he's going to come up and rack your world. And obviously looking forward to seeing some of the young players step on the field. We're going to see Pierce. We're going to see Walker. We're going to get Bowman on the field. Kobe Bryant's going to play tonight, the young corner out of Kansas that didn't get drafted. He's got the chip on his shoulder. Xavier Watts. Jack Nelson's going to chance to sniff. It'd be interesting to see what Mike thinks of Nelson when the lights come on for the game. So I'm excited about it. I think it's a lot of fun.
Well, you went over the whole roster, so I don't guess I have anything to ask, Arch. I appreciate the interview. No,
you didn't have anything to ask anyway.
Well, I mean, you named about 7 players, all of which I was like, I can ask him about this guy. Well, guess not. What about Braylon Trice? What have you seen from him? I mean, we talked to him the other day, and he's such a good dude, and you can tell that he went through a lot with the injury and he's kind of recovered, but how much do you expect to see him out there, and what do you expect from him tonight?
Yeah, I expect him to play quite a bit, Bo. I think that Braylon Trice is he's kind of laying in the weeds, isn't he? When you start thinking about he's an edge defender, and so when you begin to break down the edge defenders, you got Jalen Walker at 245. You got James Pierce at 245. D'Angelo Mullins, like 235. Arnold Ebiketie, 250. Khalid Kareem is 255. Braylon Price is 275. He's legitimately a solid, almost a 4-3 Mike defensive end. And he's the one guy that doesn't really fit the body type that everybody else is. Yet I think he's stout. And he's versatile to where you can play him on that edge and run down situations, not just as a pass rusher. So I'll be interested to see what kind of time he gets tonight and how he performs.
Arch, I want to go back a little bit to the question we were talking about your preparation and the sheet you have. Obviously, this is a little bit different. We haven't seen the Falcons take the field, but the Lions did take the field last week in the Hall of Fame game. How much attention, if any, do you pay attention to last week's Lions game before you hit the broadcast tonight? I mean, Bo and I were just talking about, you know, Georgia safety Dan Jackson and how we're excited to see him. And come to find out 2 days ago, he got put on the IR. It's just something, you know, with all the news and all the players going on, it can be easy to miss some news like that.
Yeah, the Lions are much more banged up, if you will, than the Falcons are. And obviously they played a game, but they've been in camp about 5 days longer or 6 days longer than the Falcons have. So, they've got some guys, I'm sure, that were playing this game, Dan Jansen being one. Dan had 6 tackles in that game against the Chargers last week and really showed out pretty well. I think they're excited about him. But they've got some guys that are banged up that aren't going to play. mainly on the offensive side of the ball. They've got some offensive linemen I think they would like to have in the game that aren't going to be able to play. A couple of their backup running backs aren't going to play as well. So I haven't paid a ton of attention to them. Obviously, I got some notes down about some of the players that we're going to see, some of their younger players that have a chance to maybe show out for them. But this is about the Falcons. Yeah. And so we'll talk more about them than anything and kind of evaluating the roster. I know you guys will go in depth with it. You and Bo will in the pregame show. Probably excitement. We're talking about young guys and new guys coming in. I'm excited whether Bo's going to be able to stand up to the pressure of the pregame show. And then
he's got a lot going on.
And then of course you got Grant coming in out of the bullpen, so to speak. No pun intended. Grant's going to come in and do that halftime show for us, and then of course postgame too. So. Allie, are you getting him a good pregame meal, or what are we doing with Grant?
We're going to go get tacos at Mommy Taco.
There you go.
Get him ready.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Good. Better not be having any of those frozen margaritas. I want to talk about a guy we know a little bit. Kentavious Street Arch came in a little bit bigger this year than he has in years past. Are they kind of expecting him to play that other nose-type position, kind of what Eddie Goldman did last year against the run game, or what's the thought on him this year?
Yeah, a little bit bigger body, about 315, maybe as big as 320 in that interior along in that one technique scenario. I think they're going to – I think they're bouncing those two guys. Lakayle London looks bigger as well. I don't know if you think so, Mike, but Lakayle London will get some snaps tonight. He looks a little bit bigger. Street, they've asked Street to bulk up a little bit. We know Rook's going to play. Morgan Fox, I'm interested to see him play. Simeon Barrow, the kid out of Miami, has had some moments in camp. Brandon Dorless. But getting back to Kentavious Street, yeah, I think – are you going to ask him to be Eddie Goldman? I don't know. I mean, Onyemata and Rook are probably your starters up front. Morgan Fox might be the next guy in off the bench as a three technique, which is out between the tackle and the guard. But Kentavious Street's probably that next guy in, Bo, off the bench in the rotation right now. And I think there's a lot of people searching. Where does Taquan Graham fit in? I think Graham is thick and a heavy-handed guy. A fifth-round draft pick back in 21 at Texas has kind of had a star-crossed career with us a little bit because of some injuries. He's looked good. Taquan Graham is a guy that certainly could play in that one scenario. So I'm looking forward to seeing all those defensive front guys. And all of them are going to play, I think. I think you might not see Onyemata, but I think the rest of them are going to play.
Dave, Bo and I will do our best tonight to get the people set up to hand it over to you and Wes Durham on the call tonight at 7 o'clock right here on the network, man. So good luck on the call, man. Look forward to talking to you later.
Thanks, man. Good talking to you guys.
That's Dave Archer, color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network and knower of all things Atlanta Falcons roster.
Yeah, so awesome to have him on as we kick off the preseason tonight. Now, coming up next, we're going to go in the huddle. Mike and Arch were just talking about the injuries on the Lions, but the Chargers are also dealing with an injury, too. They've lost a Pro Bowler for the season. We'll get into it. Plus, we've got Fair or Foul. Winning the first preseason game matters. Think about it. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Dylan behind the glass, as always. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. We got to talk about Cam Hayward, but I'm not sure if you two have noticed one of my superpowers over the last 4 months.
Wow.
My memory combined with my note-taking can be very dangerous, right?
Wow.
And
That's a take. Yeah, a superpower.
Is this brag on you moment?
Yeah,
no,
wow.
No, like, I'm bringing it up because I have to show this example of what I have predicted and kept notes of. A couple weeks ago for Fair Foul, which is also coming up in this segment, I did put in there, Fair Foul, Dave Archer will take three shots or more.
Yes,
at Bo.
I do remember this.
The next time he's on the show. This. Do you know how many he took during that call?
At least two.
Three.
I was going to say.
Three.
There's jumped right in and called you middle seat.
Yep.
I didn't know what to ask him or something. And then he said, he didn't think I could stand up to the pressure of doing pregame.
There you go. Well, you filed away those.
Yeah. Oh,
Who's got the memory now, Allie?
Yeah. Yeah. How you like me now?
I'm glad you can remember something from 5 minutes ago. That's wonderful. But I was right in that farewell.
Y'all both have 10 times better memory than I do,
well,
so I'm not even.
I was just about to say, I think the discussion is who has the better memory between Allie or Bo.
Well, yeah. No, I'm sorry, but you should kind of remember your own predictions. That way, when you're right, you can, do what Allie's doing and, definitely patting herself on the back, bragging about herself.
I mean,
because no one else on the show does that at all.
Even then, you won't give her credit for it, because every time I get something right, it's just
you have to do something to deserve credit. Allie predicted this. Why don't you predict something right?
I think you're great, Allie, just by the way.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
I don't think you followed any of that, Dylan, because this isn't about Allie at all. This is Mike making it about himself.
They're fighting through me. This is like when you have conversations through a dog. This is the same thing.
It's kind of like, Allie, will you tell Mike that I will only give him credit when he does something good enough to deserve credit? And then Mike's like, Allie, maybe Bo gives you credit because he doesn't like to give me any. He's a little less direct than I am.
All right, we'll move on. Let's talk about
some
football.
Sulking?
Let's go in the huddle.
He always turns his anger on me when Arch comes at him. You know what I mean? I'm just I'm just the pincushion.
What did I do?
You know what I mean? But I'm good. I'll roll with it. Go ahead.
I didn't go at you at all. You brought yourself into this.
You said, are you done sulking?
Yeah.
Because you go, At least we'll give you credit.
We got a lot to talk about.
We do have a lot to talk about. The Steelers, Cam Hayward, he wants a new contract. Right now he's got 2 years remaining on his current contract. He did not dress for yesterday's practice, wouldn't do interviews. What do you predict? Will he get this contract?
I don't know, because he's 36.
Yeah, dude, what are you looking for here?
I think what he's looking for is guaranteed money. And what they could probably do is sign him to an extension of some sort that kind of guarantees him money this season and next. And I had to relook at his contract, but I think he's...
It says here that he's due 14.75 this year, but 13.45 of that has already been earned as a roster bonus that will be paid out over the course of the season.
So he's looking for guaranteed money next year. He's looking for... Basically, he's saying, I want to play a year or more. I need some guarantees on that next year in case something happens this year. So he's looking for... So they probably need to sign him to like a... if he's got 2 years left, I mean, they could sign him to a 2 year extension with only 1 year guarantee. You know, like some guaranteed money next year. He's going into year 15. He wants guaranteed, but he's still playing.
But he was an All Pro last year. I was going to say he's still playing at a very high level.
He basically wants guaranteed money next year. That's what he wants.
If you're coming off an All Pro season, I guess it is what it is.
Would you take him right now?
Give that 100%.
Exactly. So that's what he's saying. He's basically saying, look, doesn't matter how old I am. There are teams right now that would take me and give me more money. You do it.
Touche.
The Chargers have lost Rashawn Slater for the season. He has a ruptured patella tendon, ended up leaving yesterday's practice on a cart.
I don't often feel sorry for other NFL teams outside of the Atlanta Falcons, but you can't help but feel for the Chargers after paying this man his money and giving him the bag, and you didn't even get him for a freaking week before he goes down.
Non-contact. And did you see the video?
No,
so
I haven't.
He's getting back in his pass stance, and it looks like maybe there's some up top, defensive lineman put his hand, but he just collapses.
It sounds a lot like the Sam Baker injury when we were playing the Texans in 2014, where he has the same injury. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. That stinks, man.
Unfortunate. I hate it for everybody, but I'm also happy that he got paid before this.
I agree with that, for sure.
And that's why Cam Hayward wants a little more guaranteed money.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy we've been talking about pretty much all week, Micah Parsons, was not at practice with the Cowboys yesterday. Apparently, he has back tightness.
It's a power play.
Yeah.
It's a power play.
Back issues. You know what?
It's like just so you know, Jerry, I hold all the cards.
I might have to go tell Rick Caffey that, I want a little more money. I might have some throat issues tonight. I'm just kidding.
Some tonsil issues?
Yeah. Yeah. I have some throat issues. I am kidding. I will be there. I would not be there.
Rick Caffey definitely holds the cards in that one.
You know what Rick would say, or Mike would say? Mike, I'd just say, he'd be like, oh, well, you don't need your voice to produce, so you can just do that tonight then.
They would both call you Wally Pip on the way out of the door, and they would say, all right, bring Lou in.
Drink some tea with honey. That's what they would
say. Put a little whiskey in there.
There you go.
And the Texan C.J. Gardner-Johnson injured his leg. The ACL, though, is intact.
Good for him. And anytime that you see the news, the news always comes out immediately. He's like, being carted off, lower injury. And you're like, oh. But then when news comes out like this later, as we talked about Garrett Nussmeier earlier, it's like, okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
I'm glad he's okay. It is C.J. Gardner-Johnson, though. You think he was talking trash as he's being carted off? Because that's what he
definitely
does.
Definitely was. Just wait till I get back out here.
It's on now. It's on now.
Speaking of it being on, it's Fair Foul Friday, Dylan.
Let's get right into it. It is fair or foul. Rhymes with vowel Friday.
Falcon Friday.
All right, fair or foul. Winning the first preseason game matters. Mike, you start this.
The easy answer is absolutely not. And I don't think the preseason record matters at all. But I will say, I hope that the Falcons' depth does not come out and look as bad as the Lions did last week in the Hall of Fame game. So they get absolutely plastered. Now all of a sudden you're asking questions about how good your backup quarterback is. The Falcons won't see their backup quarterback. But I think they have to have success. If you come out and you get zero sacks tonight after we've talked about the edges we've drafted and everybody else, then I'm going to have some level of concern. But winning, does nothing for me.
Yeah, everything you said is right. However, the fan base does care about preseason wins because I've had this debate seemingly since the day I stepped on foot and in this business, and they do care about wins. It just makes them feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 1-3 in the preseason in Super Bowl year, and then maybe 3-1 the following year when they won a ton of games as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I know for a while there we hadn't won a preseason game in three seasons.
It was wild.
Or four seasons. So it's for some reason it makes the fans feel warm and fuzzy. And you know what? Our fan base is due a little bit of warm and fuzzy.
I agree.
Fair or foul? It's the weekly edition of this. We will see the first Falcons win before Dylan fixes his car.
1,000%.
Well, it's not foul.
Yeah, it's 1,000% fair. We're still on the road to recovery down there with the front bumper. That duct tape's holding on for dear life.
You know, it's funny. He parks in a certain spot I can always see from the elevator. Yesterday, I didn't see it.
Yeah, it was a little bit
removed.
And
so I, like, peered around.
I did the same exact thing.
And I was just looking. All I was looking for was tape.
I did the same exact thing. Yeah. I was like, man, where's his car? And then I could just see the edge of his bumper, and I was like, oh, that bumper's hanging off. Okay, that's it.
Just parked a little bit further.
A little bit further away. Like three spots down. Yeah, exactly right. I did the same thing.
He's going to start hiding from us. Fair or foul, the Braves will reset in the offseason and get back on track in 2026.
Fair. I think they have a really good core. I've said this all along. I like what the main core is. You got to get some guys healthy, and you have reset the luxury tax, so maybe you can go sign some depth in the bullpen and maybe an extra starting pitcher, and we do need a shortstop.
Yeah, and look, I know that Grant's going to come on in just a little bit, so I don't want to anger him before our debut as a postgame show tonight, so I won't go that route. But I think I have more questions than most, but that's just kind of how I am in my Braves fandom, man. I want to see it. I want to see – Michael Harris has started to slow down a little bit after being on a tear for about a week. Marcell Ozuna's starting to step up, but he won't be here in 2026, so we'll see.
Maybe.
Are they going to be World Series contenders next year? I think it's the question for a lot of fans, and I don't know if that's the answer just yet.
Fair or foul, when the Titans come in for joint practice next week, James Pierce will find himself involved in another dust-up.
2,000%. Fights during crossover practices like that are just part of the deal. Everybody remembers watching Hard Knocks, the Harry Douglas fight down. I think that was with the Texans. Every single year when I was with the Falcons, we had at least one crossover, if not two, during the preseason crossover practices, and they always ended in a fight. Matter of fact, pretty sure one of our coaches almost got in a fight one of the last years I was here. I can't remember who that was. It was the defensive line coach.
Who was the DB?
Don't let me bother you over there.
Who was the DB that ran his mouth that joint practice from the Titans years ago? What was his name? But he came in.
We had Vontaze Burfict here one year. I mean, it was just there's always somebody.
I thought it was interesting when Jesse Bates mentioned Vontaze Burfict as a guy that he
that was crazy
because
I immediately started shaking my head. I was like, no
Allie, thanks. They're polar opposites. Vontaze Burfict is like angry, plays dirty.
It didn't even make sense how angry he was. Like, he went out of his way to be mad. You were like, what happened? Like, I don't even know what you're mad about.
And I say plays dirty because he was a little bit of a headhunter.
He was dirty.
All that. And Jesse Bates is like the ultimate. I study. I does talk trash, I've heard. But he's a, you know, he's very lead by example type player. So when he mentioned Burfict, I was like, the hell did you learn from him?
Yeah, that's the same.
Vontaze Burfict making his hay in streaming nowadays, playing a lot of Madden.
But, I think it's no doubt that Pierce will get into some kind of thing. Because that's the edge he brings. I just want to know if Rook will be on the field to run in for no reason at all. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm coming.
With a smile on his face.
Rook's great. He's great.
There's going to be a lot of headlines coming out of those practices next week. But coming up next, we have the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. What do you want to see out of this preseason game tonight? And also, we want you to shout out your high school teams. It is Friday Night Lights. Everyone's getting back on the field, so shout them out, 404-726-0929, also on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.